gas is on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
This is the Big Time Good Day program with Big Time Jennifer Horn, Big Time Ken Kessler, Big Time Michael Fortier, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, and Big Time Dudley Steffen here with the top stories of the day. The essence of our conversation here is that if you snooze, you lose. You need to know what the news is so you can sound like the intelligent, articulate so-and-so that you are. Right, everybody buying into that?
I am an articulate so-and-so.
Yes, you are. So. Coming up, by the way, later in this hour, details of the plan to give all the money that I win from the lotto to Facebook listeners. Have we increased our Facebook quotient by having this opportunity, Ken? More and more, thousands more people listening, or not listening, but connecting to us, facebook.com/goodday show.
No pressure, Ken.
Yeah, I don't have the specific numbers, but I do know that it has gone up.
And, by the way, we have a special announcement later today. I'm going to be taking everybody who's in Facebook to Hawaii for a couple of months. So
For a couple of months? But, whoa.
Wow.
You're not messing around there, sir.
Or,
what do I need to click on?
Wait a minute. It's either, I haven't decided yet, it's either to Hawaii or to the Ukraine. Either of
I'd
those
like
two.
To pick Hawaii if those
Would
are
you
my
really?
Two choices right now. I think
yeah,
so.
I'll go with Hawaii. Thanks.
Hey, well, you know, I know you've been wanting to go to Hawaii, Dougie, and someone on this program just might have trade there.
Really?
Oh,
really?
Someone needs to be nice to someone that has trade there.
Oh, really? Is that the
extra
story?
Special.
Extra special. Do you have any trade in any hotels in Ukraine?
No.
Oh, no. Big news from Ukraine.
It would be good there anyway. Right,
right about now. The acting government yesterday issued a warrant, a bench warrant, for the arrest of the president, Mr. Yankovych. Is that how you pronounce his name? Weird Viktor Yankovych.
Sure.
Wanted for the mass murder of protesters who demonstrated against his rule. He left Kiev following all the months and months of protests. Last seen in the Crimea. That's important. If you're a criminal, you should go to Crimea, right?
Yeah. I always enjoy the Crimea River.
Mm-hmm. Well, there were a lot of people who were killed in the clashes last week. I think 80, 90 people already. The parliament handed presidential powers to the Speaker of the Parliament, Mr. Oksara Tuchinov. New elections will be held in a couple of months. All right, so be happy that you're not there. I think that's basically the bottom line.
Yep.
I'm not sure who's winning this, though, because it was my understanding that Yankovych was the guy who wanted to head west, and these other people want the country to go to the east, i.e., is it the Russians or the Western Europeans that you want us to follow? Am I right on
well,
that?
Well, didn't they say that it wasn't good for Putin that this guy had been taken out? So to me, that tells me the people that wanted the European Union.
Right. Well, the people want to go west.
Taking him out. Right.
The people want to go west. Okay. 888-302-3684. Police said yesterday two security workers were found dead on the Maersk, Alabama. They died of respiratory failure, had heart attacks, brought about by drug use. Apparently there was a syringe and traces of heroin found in their cabin. There were a lot of people who were speculating that because they were both former Navy SEALs, they were working security on the ship, that perhaps the bad guys that were in the movie, this is, I think this is the same ship, right, that Captain Phillips, the movie, was based on?
I think so, yeah.
So, anyway, they were supposedly there to keep the pirates away. I'm not sure they're going to do a particularly good job at this point in their career. However, that's the result, the findings of those who have done the investigation. 11 past the hour and good day. A South Carolina couple charged yesterday with the disappearance of a 20-year-old woman, Tammy and Sydney Moore, arrested after police executed a search warrant at their home and found evidence. Dun-dun-dun-dun. It gave them probable cause for the arrest. They are charged with the kidnapping and murder of Heather Elvis, as well as obstructing of justice and indecent exposure. Interesting combination. Right? Ms. Elvis was last heard from in the early morning of December 18th. After she went on a date, her car was found abandoned. She had a relationship history with the man who's been charged with her murder. And that was on the morning that she disappeared. Nobody's found her body. Apparently the wife, well, I guess you can put two and two together and come up with four there, right?
Yeah.
That seem right?
That seems right.
All right, let's see here. What else have we got that's of interest and importance other than the Defense Department budget cuts and the Arizona law, or not the law, but the legislation that's been passed, sent to Governor Brewer, to keep the anybody who's got a private business under this law, they'd be able to discriminate against gays. Yeah, I guess you could do that. You could figure out smarter ways of doing it than saying, you're gay, get out of here.
And probably anybody. I mean, can this be said if someone doesn't like the color of your skin, right, or the shirt that you wear?
You're not going to serve Stevie Wonder because he's blind. Right? I don't want to serve blind people anymore. Black blind people. There's a new bill in Arizona that will prohibit you if you don't want to serve black
it's
blind
House
people.
House Bill Double B.
Right, yes. Well, never mind. Excuse me. That's the second edit I've had today. The Jackson County Spelling Bee in Missouri ran out of words.
What?
Had that story for you yesterday. Now, they're trying to figure out what to do with these two, Sophia Hoffman and Kush Sharma.
Are they in like a dead heat or something?
Yes. Okay. Yes, they are. 19 rounds. Only two of the 25 contestants remained. Another 47 rounds, and they ran out of words.
Okay, there's a whole dictionary. How could they run out of words?
Well, because apparently they didn't want to, they don't want to use words out of the dictionary. I don't know where they're getting them. But wasn't that the story yesterday, Kenny? They didn't want to, they had a Merriam-Webster, and they stopped using it. Yeah. They didn't want to use it because, and I don't remember what the excuse was.
Well, I think they said that they didn't want to just pull words at random because they wanted them to be fair for each of the contestants.
Well, how do they pull them otherwise if they're not at random?
I think they have top people who are...
Really? They have their ways, in other
their
words?
Their names are actually random. They're the ones that pick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so what we didn't know yesterday when we were talking about this, Jen, mm-hmm, was they're going to resume the contest on March 8th at a new library, a new site.
How exciting. Now, this is a good spelling bee.
Presumably, the library has different words in it than the last library they were in.
It's a bigger library.
Must be. All right, so there are some of the items that we're hot on the trail of here, ladies and gentlemen. The other things that are on our minds collectively and individually would include ways of helping you live a longer, happy and healthy life, or maybe happier. What is the comparative is happier. The superlative is happiest, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're learning these things in English class, happy, happier, happiest. Wouldn't you want to be the happiest you possibly could be? You will be if you take my advice. My advice would be to keep your blood pressure where it is. Jennifer, do you know what your blood pressure reading is?
Yeah, usually.
What is it?
It's usually like about 125-ish over 80.
Okay. Kenny, you know what your blood pressure is?
Mine was in that ballpark. I don't remember the exact numbers.
All right. Okay. Those are good numbers.
It's all right. It could
and
be better.
They would be worth, Kenny is the right age, Jennifer the
yeah,
right
is
age.
Is it the right stress level?
Yeah, right. Right. Stress working around me. So here's what you do if you'd like to keep.
Oh, God. Sorry, something just got me.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Heart Factors Plus. You've heard me talking about how Heart Factors Plus will keep your blood pressure levels at the healthy level they are when you're in your 40s. By the time you're in your 40s, you've established, and that's about the right place for them to be. If they're healthy, you want to keep them there for the rest of your life. That's why getting on to Heart Factors Plus is such a smart idea, because basically what it is nitric oxide. And nitric oxide opens up all of your cardiovascular system, so you'll be healthy. This is the safe and natural way to keep your blood pressure levels working well, to get blood to your heart, blood to your brain, blood to all your muscles. Everything in your body does better when it has more blood. Remember the old, everything's better with blood going through it. Was there an old commercial, everything's better with bluebonnet on it? Everything's better with blood going through it. And lots of blood Hearing nothing from Jennifer. I know she's thinking something evil.
I just don't know
evil.
What's happening right
she's,
now.
She's evil. She's thinking evil things.
It's just really weird.
All right. Heart Factors Plus helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels. You get that. Keeps arteries clean. You get that. Improves overall circulation. You get that. So here's the number to call for Heart Factors Plus. That's the bottom line. 800-577-8560. And when you call, mention Doug Steffen, you get a free bottle. So you get faster results than you ever thought possible, or your money back. 800-577-8560. And a free bottle. Not only you get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus, but mention Doug, and you get a brand new CoQ10 and fish oil formula for trying Heart Factors Plus as well. So several good reasons, three or four actually, for you to call 800-577-8560. Maintaining your health and well-being is the number one issue here, and that's what happens when you're on Heart Factors Plus. That's the bottom line. 800-577-8560.
In 1949, Scooter hopped on the horn and called up Geico to save himself some cashola.
In 1986, Clarissa gagged on a spoon when her insurance bill was way high. So she switched over to Geico and was like way amped with her savings.
OMG. In 2010, Sienna's parents got their savings on with Geico right after her Toad's Awesome Sweet 16. That's nothing to LOL about.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
You and I have seen nothing yet.
This Thursday, the return of history's epic series will shock you. The two brothers finally facing battle, and you will not believe what happens.
I always look for revenge.
History's original series, Vikings, returns Thursday night at 10, 9 central on History.
Our journeys have just begun.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth. Cold Snap is light and refreshing. So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow. It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be a good Boston Mass. Responsibly.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. All right, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer has the television news in the next half hour. I think it's interesting that Liam Neeson told 60 Minutes on Sunday that even though his wife has been gone for 5 years, it seemed that
isn't that
long,
nuts? I know.
He finds it hard to believe that she's gone. The new movie, by the way, Nonstop, I think is out this weekend. And
I
want to
see that one. That's what we're going to go see, Dougie.
Movie. We're going to go see that? Okay.
That's the one.
That'd be fine with me. I'd be happy to go see that with you. Jennifer and I are going to celebrate her birthday this weekend, and we'll do it by going to the movies and having a nice meal at some place where her father has a trade. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
On the first night of the new season of The Voice.
Let me guess who it is. I think Adam.
That is Jeremy.
No,
Blake.
I mean, I think either Adam or Blake turned around. Okay.
Blake.
See?
Actually, why don't you, Michael, let's listen to Blake trying to steer Jeremy Briggs away from Shakira.
Don't look at her. If you even look at her, it's over. Damn it, he's looking at her.
Awesome. I would love to work with an artist like you. That you have so much power in your voice, but at the same time, you have the control and the technique. I sense that you're a rock dude, and I know that's not the kind of music that you guys know me for, but I actually started out as a rock chick. So I would say, minus the plaid shirt factor, you should really consider all the things. For example, who's the hungriest here? I mean, he's been here for 6 seasons. I'm hungry.
We'll fix you a sandwich. We're talking about winning the show.
That would help too, by the way. But I am actually hungry for success, and that means that I'm going to put all of my dedication onto the idea of you succeeding in this competition.
All right, so who are the judges? Blake is back, Adam is back, Shakira is back. Who's the new one?
Usher. He's not new. He was there last year, too, yeah.
So there were 5 last year?
No, it used to be that, last year was the first year in the spring, Usher and Shakira replaced Christina and CeeLo.
Oh, right.
And then they did really well, and people liked them, so they were going to bring them back every spring. But now CeeLo is going to be gone in the fall, so it'll be interesting to see if they bring someone new in to replace them or if they keep Usher for the fall.
So there are basically two, the Voice is doing probably the best in the ratings from anything that NBC got. So they're making 2 rounds of it. And
they have it,
the fall and the spring, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, here's another competitor named Jake Worthington singing Don't Close Your Eyes from The Voice.
I know you loved him a long time ago.
A country singer?
I would say country.
Yeah.
All right. Let's listen to Blake
voice.
And Adam. Now, it was just Blake against Shakira. Now, Blake and Adam both trying to push Shakira out of the way for this guy.
That was so beautiful.
It was perfect.
You're perfect, Shakira.
She is.
You're perfect.
And hey, you know what? No, he's right about
Don't
that.
Don't be blinded by luck, brother.
Right about that.
She is perfect, though. But do not let lust blind you.
She's a crappy coach, but she is a perfect woman.
I'm a crappy coach. Don't be mean. Yeah. I'm good.
I'm good.
It sounds like a conversation you and I might be having.
I'm good. Leave me alone.
She's a crappy ghost. She's a crappy host, but she's a good woman. Hmm. All right. That's not true, by the way.
Thanks.
At any rate, let's try a little bit of Karina Mia singing Beneath Your Beautiful.
You tell all the boys no. Makes you feel good. Yeah.
The new style of singing.
Didn't work for the judges. Nobody turned around. I think she's horrible. Kenny, what do you think?
It sounds like so many others.
Everybody else.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so enough of that stuff. Let's not waste any more time. We've given The Voice anyway as much promotion as they need. They got a couple of good plugs from us today. That's enough. Are they back tonight? They are on two nights a week now, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll have to get more free publicity
tomorrow.
On Good Day. 28 after the hour now.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. What are the concerns of purchasing drugs for your pet from unknown companies over the internet? Can you trust the company that will send you whatever you want with or without a prescription? The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says consumers should beware of an online site offering drugs. The agency finds companies that sell unapproved pet drugs and counterfeit pet products, make fraudulent claims, and sell expired drugs. People who purchase them may think they're saving money, but in reality, they may be shortchanging their pet's health and putting its life at risk. According to a consumer report issued by the FDA, a foreign or domestic pharmacy may claim that a veterinarian on staff will evaluate the pet after looking over a form filled out by the owner, then prescribe the drug. A veterinarian should physically examine an animal prior to making a diagnosis and determining what he needs or she needs. Here's my suggestion. Here's what people recommend. Make sure the company is based in the United States. Internet pharmacies should be licensed by the Board of Pharmacy for the state in which they reside. I know you want to save money, but be careful first. It's important for your pet's health. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to...
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
February the 18th, Doug Steffens Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler here. I want to identify everything and everybody so that we are clear as to what the discussion is and who is responsible for the discussion comments. You can tell the difference between my voice and Jennifer's. Here's my voice. Here's Jennifer's voice.
Hello.
Here's Ken's voice.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, I want to get to our grateful
don't
post.
Excuse me for Doug again,
at
please.
Facebook.
Yes.
Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Every day I try to present something for which I am grateful. Today it is having people around me who exceed my expectations. I am thankful for those.
Oh, no problem, Dougie.
Who exceed my expectations. Yes, you and Ken. Even Michael from time to time, but especially the people who work for me on the farm in Framingham. Most of you know who've been following this program over the past week. The news from the farm wasn't good. Collapse of the roof of one of the buildings. 3 cows dead. About a dozen were injured. Most of them have come back. There are 3 or 4 that are still getting treatment, but most of them are much better. A big thank you to those who have been following this on the Facebook page here connects to the Good Day program and also the Eastley Farm Facebook page. That's facebook.com/Eastley Farm or I Support Eastley Farm. Had lots, thousands, tens of thousands of people actually looking at pictures. Kenny posted the picture this morning of the new calf. I think we'll have a contest to name the calf. And we'll probably have it ready in the next 24 hours, depending on how much time I have to shoot over to Las Vegas today for a couple
really?
Of business meetings. Yeah. So.
Oh, you're going to Vegas today? That's fun.
Well, it's fun.
Put $20 on 17 for me.
Really? Okay, I'll do that. As I walk through, the only time I'll have to do that is at the airport as I'm either waiting for the plane.
Oh, they don't have tables at the airport. You
they don't have
a slot machine. But you can put money in
the slot machines are now all a dollar, right?
There's a ton of penny machines. Pennies are the
really?
Big things. You might actually think a penny machine is a dollar machine.
What do you win, though, if you're only betting a penny? What do you like
Trust
to win?
Trust me, you actually still win a lot because to actually get anywhere with a penny machine, you have to put in like 50 cents to begin with. It's
you
kind
say
of a
that
rip-off.
Again, you what?
Like, okay, so if you go into a penny machine, you can't just usually bet a penny. You have to bet like the minimum bet is 40 cents or 50 cents. So even though you're at a penny machine, you're still betting 50 cents. It gets you coming and going.
Okay.
General,
have the
beware.
Television report in a moment. Yes, television news coming up. By the way, the entire Oscar Pistorius trial is going to be broadcast. Is it going to be televised? Why would people be interested? Is this guy that big?
No, I think the circumstances surrounding the death, I think that's what's causing people to
want
to know.
But isn't it just more sensationalism for the sake of sensationalism?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
ready-made for Nancy Grace.
This is the next, you know, it's an O.J. trial sort of deal.
Oh, isn't that perfect?
Trial of the century.
Great. This year's trial of the century, in fact. Mm-hmm. Alec Baldwin says that he is tired of being in the public.
You know what? We have that in common. I'm tired of you being in the public, too, Alec. Take a vacay.
He really... I read this article last night for the first time of the people at MSNBC he blamed for the demise of his program. Mostly, he had very unkind things to say about Rachel Maddow, the guy who runs... it's really interesting. And I always sort of suspected that Rachel was, as he described her, she's very good. You've heard me say this on the air. I think she's very good on the air. But behind the scenes, she's manipulative. There's just something about her way, her demeanor, that made me think that. And Baldwin basically says the same thing. But he also has to take shots at Shia LaBeouf. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Mm-hmm.
I never can do it right.
Shia LaBeouf.
He looks like a little... He's like a grown-up Justin Bieber, from what I can see. Oh, and by the way, Justin Bieber is moving to Atlanta.
Poor Atlanta. First there was snowstorms, and now Justin Bieber.
Well, wasn't there a... there was a billboard that was put up before the Canadian-U.S. hockey team?
Yeah, winner takes Bieber. Or loser takes Bieber, which the U.S. is the loser. Yeah.
So he's moving down to... he's moving to Atlanta. Okay, by the way, speaking of losers and Canadians, Toronto Mayor Rob Ford...
Love that guy.
...talking about running for re-election, he says, I'm going to win. It's on the Today Show today. He's being challenged by a radio talk show host in Toronto. Did you know that?
I saw that yesterday in the trades.
Right. In the trades.
In the trades.
All right, did you see this? J.K. Rowling is going to release another book. Not under the name J.K. Rowling, but she's using the pseudonym Robert Galbraith. Okay.
Okay.
So, my daughter...
If everybody knows, though, why would you do it?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Why would you... This is kind of strange. My daughter is a professor at UCLA, and I don't say this, but I am the proud father. By the way, today could be the day, Jennifer.
I know, okay. I know. I'm excited. Did you find out yet?
Yeah. Well, no, I found out on Sunday that today would be the day. Anyway... My daughter does not want me to talk about this on the air. So
no, and that's why we're just going to say she's trying to get pregnant. That's all.
Yes, right. Okay. So anyway, J.K. Rowling, the reason that I'm bringing this up, not only because I find it interesting that she's using a pseudonym that everybody knows, but my daughter is a professor in English at UCLA, and her specialty is the Victorian period when women changed their names to men's names.
To be taken seriously.
In order to be taken seriously. So this is a throwback. I've not talked to Megan about this, but this is a throwback to that era, in reality. It's a throwback to the Victorian era when women weren't taken seriously. But she's taken seriously. She's made, by the way, this lady has made $1 billion on writing these novels. And so why would she? I don't know. Who knows what the motivation is, but it's just interesting.
Well, she's trying to write a different kind of book, and she was hoping that it would... A previous agent leaked the name.
Oh, nice.
The pseudonym.
We love those agents.
Yeah.
Love those agents. So the sad news for those of you who are fans of Ghostbusters and Stripes, Harold Ramis. Now, this is a guy that's only 69, but what did he have? Some really rare form?
Autoimmune thing.
Really?
Yeah.
He wrote and directed Caddyshack. Do you know that? Groundhog Day?
I didn't realize this. He was the director. I mean, even...
National Lampoon's Animal House and Meatballs?
I know. I didn't realize that he did so much.
Yeah. That's sad.
But very recognizable.
Yeah. 69, passing away yesterday. All right. So he's death... leads. It's kind of like the story from the farm, the dead cow over the weekend and a calf born the day the cow dies. Everybody's upset. Next day a calf is born, looks just like the cow that died. So such will be the case because Snooki is pregnant again. So she's going to have a baby that looks just like Harold Ramis. So we'll replace Harold with another Snooki child.
I can't believe she's pregnant again. The first one, wow. Yeah.
Baby machine. Right?
She's Lorenzo. Myrtle. Yep.
Her Lorenzo Polizzi, is that her? Is that?
That's her. Lorenzo is her firstborn. Ah. And then Gianni is her fiance.
Ah, isn't that sweet? Very nice. Simon Cowell has hired a dog expert to help his two dogs get used to his baby.
He got in trouble yesterday because he and his girlfriend and the baby were on the beach yesterday, and I guess the dogs were just running amok, and someone came over and asked him to leave.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do they know who they were talking to? Do they have any idea
who this man was? Do you know who I am? Can't you see my hair?
Do you know who I am?
He got voted off the beach.
Yeah, it is funny how dogs, though, I mean, this story is that he's worried that the dogs won't get along with the baby. It is weird to see how pets actually change after you do have a kid. I mean, they do get kind of the short end of the stick, as they probably should because they're dogs, but it's weird to see how that relationship changes.
I remember having a baby around. Charlotte was very protective, very protective. In fact, she would sleep by the baby's crib.
Oh, that's cute.
Every night, a number of years ago, but at any rate. So the crowdfunding way, we have later on today, Dream Big America. A few minutes, we have our weekly crowdfunding update. Veronica Mars, the movie, was funded by crowdfunding.
Yes, it was.
And so it appears to now be about ready for its in post-production. When does it actually come out?
I don't know if they've announced a launch date yet. I thought they were still doing filming and stuff, but
No. I think actually
ready to go,
sometime next month, in fact. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty soon.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, 270 theaters in March, March 17th.
Yep. Kristen Bell.
What they else did that fast.
Doing? Well, you can do it fast. It's a lot easier the way things are now to do these movies, produce them, direct them, edit them, bing, bang, boom. All right. So, anyway, that's if you're interested in the career of Kristen Bell. What else has she been in? That was what I was trying to figure out as I was talking. Nobody knows because I don't hear a lot of people jumping to my aid on this thing.
I mean, Kristen Bell?
Kristen Bell, yeah.
She's been in a lot of movies. And Veronica Mars was her first big breakout role on TV. But, oh, gosh, she was in, like, Couples something or other recently. She's been in a lot of movies.
Really?
You would know her. Do you know her blonde?
She's a voice in the Disney Frozen. Out.
Really?
She's in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Hmm. All right. Jennifer is going to come back in a few moments with news on Paula Deen's revived television career and the latest from American Idol. Those, among other things, coming right up here as we pursue what's hot in the news and hot in your life here on Good Day.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man, like, that was good. Yeah. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out fantastic with Boston beer.
Hi, Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. While the holidays are over, there is still plenty of time remaining in winter travel season. Whether you are looking to get out of the cold or ski the slopes, make sure your trip doesn't break the bank. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
Booking flights, hotels, and car rentals well in advance for winter travel can help you get the best price. Also, using a flexible travel rewards credit card can help offset travel costs. Many travel rewards cards limit points purchases to airfare or black out the dates you want to travel. However, the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card has the flexibility you need with the freedom to use points as you wish, from ski rentals to attractions. It's simple to earn points, and they add up quickly with 1.5% on all purchases. Plus, you'll automatically earn an annual 10% customer points bonus on your total purchases when you have a qualifying Bank of America account.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
Hi, baby. How is mommy's little... Oh, your breath.
Ooh, Max, your breath.
Love stinks.
Don't let bad doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try Nutrident Complete from Alabon, the natural dental chew that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. Nutrident's patented cleaning action fights buildup plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Made in the U.S., Nutrident scrubs your best friend's teeth while he chews, so you don't have to. Nutrident from Nylabone. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Choose delicious chicken, grain-free peanut butter, and puppy bacon varieties. Available at PetSmart, Petco, and neighborhood pet stores. To save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's Nylabone.com.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Well, for those of you who are interested in the poll that we conducted at DougSteffen.com about Jimmy Fallon's first week hosting The Tonight Show, 35% said that they liked the clips they'd seen, but they hadn't watched the entire show yet. 25% of you said it was okay, I'm hoping it'll get better. 16% said terrific, he's going to do well. 15% said I turned it off, bring back Jay. 10% said it's on my DVR, I haven't watched it yet. Have you watched any of it, Jennifer?
I have not seen any of Jimmy Fallon yet, but I will.
Kenny, you've watched a little of it, right?
Yeah, I've seen bits and pieces. I don't know that I've seen a whole show.
Mm-hmm.
And the ratings have been better, though, than they have been in 20 years. So maybe, I mean, who knows? Once he settles in, we'll see how it really plays out. But maybe it's the right thing to do.
There's an interesting rumor around that Jay Leno is going to become part of the David Letterman program. That ought to be
interesting.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be kind of fun to see, you know, maybe Jay Leno pop up in Piers Morgan's seat? Maybe Regis Philbin? Kind of weird.
Yeah.
But Seth Meyers premiered last night, and people say he was a little nervous. He kind of smiled through the whole thing, but he'll probably settle in. He did some jokes. He did Costa's vision. He had Amy Poehler on, and then he also chatted with Vice President Joe Biden. And I guess he didn't press him on anything really big, but he did actually chat with him, according to reviews. He actually had a good talk with him. So
all right, what's the news from American Idol?
All right, American Idol. First of all, a judge is getting a new job. Jennifer Lopez is going to NBC to star in Shades of Blue. It's a 13-episode order there on an FBI drama. That's going to start in the fall. Sure. And then the days of American Idol making a lot of money for Fox, apparently over, Dougie. Right. According to TMZ, the successful show is now expected to lose money this year, and the judging panel is to blame.
I was talking earlier about who Alec Baldwin blames for his demise.
Yes.
Harvey Levin from TMZ is squaring his sights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Well, you know, hey, you give him some fodder, he's going to take it. So $15 million goes to Jennifer Lopez and to Ryan Seacrest. And so they're spending $30 million right off the bat just with those two. Then the other judges are about getting $5 million, maybe $7 million. And they've got his executive producer. So the cost for the judges is taking away from the profits of the show.
Yeah, that's what they get. That's a bunch of crybabies. They made tons of money, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars.
We wouldn't mind their profits, Dougie,
exactly.
But apparently it's not enough. Now, ABC announced yesterday that they had gotten rid of Brooke Charvet as a co-host of Dancing with the Stars. Well, now they've announced her replacement already. Erin Andrews, a sports reporter and former Dancing with the Stars contestants, will be joining Tom Bergeron March 17th when season 18
And people
off.
Care about that because?
Because it's a very popular show, Dougie.
Yeah, I know, but she wasn't popular, neither.
She finished third.
The ladies, yeah, but the ladies don't.
If you say the co-host doesn't matter, I'm walking away right now.
59 past the hour, good day.
It's
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgery, stress, frustration. But what if one day could end your suffering for good? Dental implants from Clear Choice can be your permanent solution. We bring your team of doctors and precise technology together in one place so you get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth in just one day. Call Clear Choice for your free consultation at 1-800-574-9997. Qualified patients can have the procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Past the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. What do entrepreneurs really do after they make a fortune? They hang around the pool and do something else? Is being an entrepreneur about getting rich or is it about something else? Times are tough, so it's a good time to start a new business. Startups in Action, Mike Hayes here, getting answers to those questions. And a pretty good story about his friend who had recent tragedy and is staying tough through it all.
Welcome to Startups in Action. I'm your crowdfunding intelligence reporter, Mike Hayes. What do entrepreneurs really do after they make a fortune? Hang out around the pool or do something else? Is being an entrepreneur about getting rich or is that about something else? Times are tough, so is this a good time to start a business? Today's interview is unique and emotional. It's with Nellie Akelp, co-founder and CEO of CorpNet.com.
We started back in 1997 by entering into the document filing, self-help, legal filing, legal preparation industry by coming out with our first company, MyCorporation.com. Started it out of our two-bedroom apartment, grew it to where it was doing nearly $1 million in sales. In 2005, we were approached by Intuit, the makers of Quicken QuickBooks, whereby they acquired us for $20 million cash.
Wow, Nellie, that sounds great, right?
I specifically was really bored and I was crawling out of my skin, not really having anything to do. So once our non-compete ran out in 2009, we decided to come out with CorpNet.com. And on July 1 of 2009, CorpNet was born for us, helping any and all new and existing business owners with setting up a business, or if they have an existing business, assisting them with anything and everything that allows them to keep the business in compliance and good standing and running and growing their business.
You bring up a very, very important point. I have been helping entrepreneurs access media exposure for about 25 years. So many entrepreneurs and startups are looking for a shortcut. I keep telling them, A, there's no such thing, and B, that's not what you want, and that the joy is in the doing. And that's a quote from Charles Schultz from my Keys to Success show, where I interviewed the most successful entrepreneurs in America about how they became successful. And people don't quite get that joyful, creative, interesting work is part, a big part, of the reward of success.
So you've caught me, Mike, on a very emotional day, because I'm literally like next to Ground Zero at the 9/11 Memorial Park. And you have to love what you do, because when I came in here, and it's such a somber experience, I'm literally, you know, sitting at the World Trade Hotel next to the memorial right now, talking to you. I know your time is really, really, you know, swamped.
Forget my time. I want to hear you talk about the American.
I mean, you know, I see so many people go into a 9-to-5 job and they hate it. But I also see, for example, my nanny come to work every day, you know, and she takes care of my 2-year-old, but she loves her job. You know, she loves, and it truly makes a difference when you love your job and are passionate about your job. You know, when I started CorpNet, it was at the height of the recession in 2009.
You caught me on a very emotional day, too. A friend of mine's farm was covered in snow. The roof collapsed and killed many of his cows.
Oh, God.
I had to share that with him this morning, and, you know, how tough it is right now. And everything from the climate to the economy to the unknowns of the digital age, and the mission that I have, you know, I believe that it was the advent of mass media advertising that really brought us out of the Great Depression. And I believe that the media, fused with crowdfunding, has the capability of bringing us out of the Great Recession. I am going to pursue the mission of bringing the media that I know and love, all aspects of it, the human interest stories of, that are involved in crowdfunding and crowdfunding to fund new startups and get businesses going, create jobs, or die trying. Because I want to go to heaven and say to God, this is what I did.
Yeah, I agree. I think right now, Mike, our economy is headed in the right direction. And frankly, you know, in my opinion, you know, more and more startups coming out on this whole crowdfunding concept will help our economy even further. And really, if you look at the trend and what's been happening, consumer spending is skyrocketing. The likelihood of you having a higher demand for what you're selling is out there because your consumers are going to be out there.
Visit CorpNet.com to learn more, and visit Crowdfunding Intelligence to learn more about crowdfunding security.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.